So at this point, we do have a procedural matter that we need to kind of check in with. And that is whether or not board members feel that the changes that have been proposed to the rule are more significant enough that it should be reposted for another public comment period. And I believe staff has suggested that they do not believe that the changes are significant enough that it warrants reposting for another public, you know, another public comment period. But I want to take a minute and basically poll board members to see what they thought. And if there's any specific questions around how that works, I would defer them to either or someone else. But we have had that question raised, and I want to take a moment to address it, because if we decide to do that, if the decision was made that it needs to be, the proposed rule changes need to be reposted for another public comment period, that basically would be the last action we take today. We wouldn't go any further as far as deliberation. If we decide that there's not significant enough, then we move on to our deliberation and continue our meeting from here. So Bill or Kate, did I present that? Is there anything else that you'd want to add to that, please? Ms. Tierney.
I think you said that accurately.
Excuse me, Chairman Draper.
Go ahead, sir.
I had requested to speak. Yeah, my name is Bill Lippincott. I'm the chair of Don't Waste Maine. I had written Ruth requesting to speak this morning, and she said that I would have time.
We will. So, yeah, that's still on the agenda. I just need to get past this little procedural point first. Yep, that's on the agenda. Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Tierney.
If it's helpful, I can just sort of reiterate what a substantial change is, and that is a change in the rule, from the original petition to what is now before you, a change that is consequential, significant, or important. And often what we say is, you know, the question to ask yourselves is, would a member of a public or regulated community who did not comment on the original proposed rule have likely wanted to comment on this version if they were given notice. This is, you know, within the department's discretion to make that finding, but those are sort of the parameters to think about. I think, as Paula said, some of the changes like definition of bypass are pretty interconnected with the definition of out-of-state waste, but ultimately it's your discretion, and let me know if you have any other questions.
Any thoughts from board members on that? Ms. Lessard.
Of course it's Ms. Lessard. If the board were to take the step of opening it for additional public comment, that's limited, isn't it, to comment only on a very small, discrete, whatever that change was, not the entire proposal. Is that correct?
That's right.
Thank you.
Mr. DeShane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since you're looking for input, I'm going to speak off the top of my head because I haven't thoroughly thought this through, but it seems to me that what is being proposed by the department is not substantially different than what has been the discussion both here and at the legislature on the same issues. If this were a departure, a very different approach, I think it would be necessary to go to another comment period. But really what we're doing is considering the adoption of several pieces of what is in the petition and also making this rule consistent with what the legislature did. I don't see that as being a major departure.
I personally would tend to agree that most of the comments that were received through this process were in some form or fashion related to what the proposal is before us today. But before we went further, I wanted to make sure that board members were comfortable with that. So maybe a different way of presenting that would be, was there any board members that are uncomfortable with moving forward at this point and thinking that this needs to go back to additional public comment? And just as Mr. Lippincott just noted, we are providing an opportunity today for limited comment on either a specific comment that was received during the public comment period or anything specific changes in the rules that are being proposed. So there will be that opportunity today during this meeting for the public to do that. Okay. I'm seeing no opposition, so I think we're going to continue on. We did have, I believe, five people, as Ms. Burke had suggested, that had signed up previously to offer some comments today. I'm going to, again, remind folks that are making comment that those comments should be specifically relative to either a specific comment that was received during the public comment period or specific to any proposed changes to the rules that we are deliberating today. We don't want to reopen this whole topic up for a rehash. We're looking for very specific comments. And I would also ask anybody that wants to speak, we have your name, but if you would just take a quick moment and introduce yourself when you do speak, that would be helpful. This is not a public hearing. We're not asking for sworn testimony, but it is just comment. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Burke to call on folks that had previously requested to speak to us today.
Okay, we'll begin with Mr. Thornton.